Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
You might not think that the foothills of the Brooks Range in northern Alaska, Marsh Island on the Louisiana Gulf Coast, and the Platte River in central Wyoming's high desert country have much in common, but for me there is a link. It was in these disjunct locations that I had my most memorable encounters with mosquitoes. The storyline was the same whether they emerged in clouds from tundra, marsh, or enigmatic xeric wetlands. Their sheer numbers and tenacity overwhelmed any prophylactic measure involving DEET or netting and rendered all normal human activities impossible. In short, these tiny insects with only a smattering of neurons ruled big-brained humans. The word mosquito is Spanish in origin and translates as little fly. As a type of fly, they go through four life stages: egg, larva, pupa, and adult. Eggs are laid in water where they develop through the pupa stage until free-flying adults emerge. The entire life cycle averages about a month, with the adults living only about 2 weeks in nature. Both male and female mosquitoes feed on plant fluids. Only the female of some species require the nutrients of a blood meal in order to produce viable eggs. Therein lies the cause of untold millions of human deaths over time. As vectors of disease-causing viruses and parasites, mosquitoes are estimated to transmit disease to more than 700 million people, resulting in 2 million deaths annually. Locally, we are concerned with West Nile virus, but most devastation is a result of yellow and dengue fever and malaria in South and Central America, Africa, and parts of Asia. For many years, massive programs have been in place to control mosquitoes. Often the cures have proven worse than the cause, such as the widespread application of DDT that resulted in unexpected systemic havoc. Mosquitoes and the diseases they carry have proven remarkably resilient to control efforts by mutating and developing immunities to various toxic agents. Today, the most promising techniques involve biological control like bacteria and parasites that disrupt mosquito life cycles. Of the more than 3,500 species found around the world, we are fortunate that only a few are capable of providing unforgettable experiences.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.